Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Hello, everybody, and God bless you all, and welcome to Sword of the Spirit. And tonight is the Monday Night Watchman Report. God bless you all, and thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back. For the Monday Night Watchman Report, I'd like to introduce our beliefs for our new listeners. We are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16, that God so loved the world, he sent his only true begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, and we believe he is risen, and he's alive and doing very well. Praise his holy name. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming back at the last trumpet, at the seventh trumpet. We also believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. There is no ifs and buts about it. You have to be born again. We believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we are not affiliated with any other radio program or prayer line. Amen. Glory goes to God. Okay, let's get ready for the Monday Night Watchman Report. First, we're going to start off with Move this here so you guys could see it on live stream. God bless you guys. Strong storms in southeastern U.S. have killed 19, injured, and more than 50. Killed 19 and more than 50 injured, left thousands without power. A powerful weather system swept up the U.S. East Coast on Monday with pounding rain and high winds, potentially snarling travel for millions after tornadoes killed at least 18 people in Georgia and Mississippi over the weekend. Emergency management officials warned New York City residents to brace for winds of up to 70 miles an hour. Through Monday night, with several inches of drenching rains, floods, advisories, and watches were issued for four of the city's live boroughs. AccuWeather forecasts that up to 2 inches of rain could drench areas stretched from Pittsburgh to Washington, New York, and Boston by late Tuesday. 14 people died during the week in tornadoes, thunderstorms in Georgia, with seven dying in Cook County in the southern part of the state. Governor Nathan Deal declared a state of emergency for seven counties in the south central part of the state. Mississippi reported four deaths from the tornado on Saturday. Severe weather also injured more than 50 people and damaged about 480 homes in Mississippi. Alabama, 4,600 homes, businesses are without power early Monday, down from 29,000 on Sunday afternoon, utilities Alabama Power said. Wow, I'm glad I don't live in that region, but we need to pray for those people and keep them in prayer. Amen. Okay, as President Trump promised, he has formally began pulling the United States Corporation out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. Would have, could you guys hear me on live stream? Am I on? I keep getting messages, but I can't really read the messages because I'm reading the post. Can you guys hear me on live stream? Okay, amen. As President Trump promised, he has formally began pulling the United States Corporation out of Trans-Pacific. This is the TPP would have made corporations like Monsanto superior to the U.S. Incorporated, Japan Incorporated, China Incorporated, would have given these elite globalists and the bankers legal control of everything across the globe. The North America Free Trade Agreement was initiated in 1994 and was designed to destroy America's economy. It allows other nations to place turf on American-made products, but prohibits the U.S. from putting tariffs on foreign-made products. So the U.S. could import a Chinese-made car with no additional fees, but the U.S.-made car would have a 100% increase in cost when it arrived in China, making it very, very expensive. The NAFTA is over and will be renegotiated immediately in favor of the real trade. The council of the 50 plus one is absolute in turmoil. The second president, President Trump praised the CIA in the speech and got re-announcing ovation from the agents in attendance. There are some great agents who have tirelessly worked with the FBI and KGB to stop these terrorist attacks on America. The House introduced a bill to pull the U.S. out of the United Nations. It's called H.R. 193, the American Sovereignty Restoration Act of 2017. Actually, the U.S. would maintain its role in Security Council and have one ambassador present in General Council, but would no longer fund 80% of the UN activities. The UN then have to pay its own rent and get out of its current building. The UN is moving to Astana. If I pronounce it right, it's Kosciuszko. The new UN building already been built. This been the workings for decades. We are seeing the breaking up of the Catholic Church, the church that has run the planet for a millennium. Yesterday, it was announced that the Roman Pope fired an American Freemason that were Catholic Knights of Malta and answered to the Archbishop, Cardinal Timothy DeLand. Can he do that? A bishop in the Roman Catholic Russian Orthodox Church are authorized to own an ecclesiastical corporation. The special corporation was created almost 1,700 years ago. Years ago in Rome, before the Virginia Charter of 1706 and the formation of the American in 1717. As the United States was formed, it was formed as an ecclesiastical corporation, and as governors took their places and attorney general offices formed, most were formed under these laws. These types of corporations are untouchable by any type of government or royalty around the world, unless there is gross money laundering and murder involved. Corporations like the RIS are not legally allowed in the entire world. The way they run, agents disappear who try to conduct these operations. So such a bishop, Timothy DeLand, who officially president over Donald Trump's inauguration as president of the United States Corporation, controls ecclesiastical corporation, and each church is a local LLC controlled by the master corporation. And I'm going to go to the next subject here. January 23rd, 2017, President Trump orders FBI to conduct a massive riot on the CDC headquarters by Saoirse Pheeu and was reported by her Western subscribers. A stunning Foreign Intelligence Service, SVR, report circulating in the Kremlin today states that just hours after President Donald Trump and Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey warmly embraced in the White House yesterday, FBI agents conducted a massive early morning raid on the headquarters of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, based in Atlanta, Georgia, accompanied by the director scientist William Thompson, who is one of the most feared government whistleblowers in the United States for his exposing vaccine to autism linked cover-up. Note, some words or phrases appearing in the quote is this report, English language approximations of Russian words, phrases having no extract counterpart. According to this report, and as we previously reported on, almost a fortnight ago, the reporter says, President Trump appointed anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become the chairman of the Golden Vaccine Safety Task Force and WHO's searching manifesto titled Mercury and Vaccine Shock the Liberal Elites in America, who have for decades deliberately poisoned millions of children. Well, at the same time, in 1986, President Clinton signed a law called the National Childhood Vaccine Injured Act of 1986. This eliminated any liability of two pharmaceutical manufacturers for their complicity in this crime against humanity. Nearly immediately after President Trump appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head this vaccine autism task force, this report continues, he then requested Sally Yates become the acting attorney general of the Department of Justice on January 20th when he took power, which she accepted, and then nearly immediately afterwards returned to her home city of Atlanta, where she impaneled a secret grand jury. To acting Attorney General Yates connecting to President Trump, this report details, is through her association in employment with the international legal giant King and Spalding, who in turn created a partnership called Healthcare and Life Science. On June 2014, Trump mammoth and feared the global private law firm Jones Day. And coming 3 months after Trump tweeted a series of encrypted warnings about the vaccine that said, if I were president, I would push to proper vaccines, but not allow one-time massive shots that a child can take. Autism, healthy young child goes to a doctor, gets pumped with a massive shot of many vaccines, doesn't feel good, and change autism, many such cases, Donald Trump. As to Trump proclaiming that he was proven right about the vaccine being linked to autism in September of 2014, this report explains, was due to the King and Spilger Jones Day Healthcare and Life Science Partnership uncovering and protecting the CDC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson the month prior. Well, in other words, they're shutting them down. Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank God for that. Elite war accelerates. The elite war among the various factions across the globe has erupted. The Trumpsters, as inaugurated as the leader of the United States Incorporated, in a swift move by the local authorities worldwide, thousands paid protesters funded in part by Bill Gates and known admitted cop killer who were arrested across the globe in Washington, D.C. by 6 p.m. in the evening. Over 217 arrests has been made. Arrests have continued throughout the night and will be followed across the globe wherever these paid protesters show their ugly heads. There will be no bail or charges of terrorism paid to destroy life, limb, and property will be leveled against the protesters' terrorists. Directly after sworn in, the Trumpsters walk over the Oval Office and sign several executive orders, the first of which was suspended mandatory Obamacare if one asks for it can be suspended without penalty. The Trump has fired all ambassadors worldwide, leaving the Consolidates in charge of its U.S. embassy worldwide. President Trump appointed Consolidates as ambassadors and leave the assistant Consolidates in their places. As you appoint ambassadors, then return to Consolidates to their former places. The players involved, please keep in mind that the organization is a corporation. Vatican Incorporated in 1427 AD, in 1427 AD, currently run by the Jesuit, in 325 AD, Emperor Constantine made the Pope bow to an Eastern Pope in 385 AD. The Pope was made an Emperor of the Roman Emperor, promptly proceeded to break the empire apart, divide, and conquer. Knights of the Malta ran out of Rome. The Knights of Malta ran out of the United States by the chief U.S. Catholic Archbishop. Once made a bishop, you are consecrated and can never be excommunicated. Apparently, Rome, the Roman Pope tried to fire these Knights of Malta, so they are formed their own U.S. Knights of Malta as a separate corporation in the USA. Jesuits, Freemasons run out of London, Masons run out of Paris, Knight Templar, Knights of Malta out of St. Petersburg, Russia, who were made superior to the Knights of Malta in Rome because their king settled there and his maintenance became part of Russian budget in 1815 and remain as such even today. I'm going to take a drink of water. Give me a second, guys. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Why moving U.S. Embassy in Israel would be a big deal? White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer told CBS News yesterday, however, that the new administration is still at the very beginning stages of even discussing the subject. Moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, as CBS News correspondent Seth Doane reports, would be a lot more than an issue of mere bricks and mortar, or simply changing the sign on the Consolidate building in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city and a capital claimed by both Israel and Palestine, and it is home to some of the most sensitive religious sites in the world to Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Palestinian leaders say moving the embassy to the city would mean the U.S. government recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and would thus damage the Middle East peace process. No other country has its own embassy in Jerusalem due to the conflict claims over the city. On Sunday, just before President Trump called with Netanyahu, president of Israel, approve hundreds of new Jewish settlement homes in contest East Jerusalem. The plan for the new Jewish home in an area Palestinian invasion as the capital of a future independent state has engaged them greatly. The concern in Jerusalem and across the Mideast, says Dwayne, is that the anger and frustration could boil over once again. Let me change my page here. Massive move of the Holy Spirit as thousands of Muslims across Syria are flocking to pray with Christian missionaries. For years, the reports purged out of Syria about the devastation caused by ISIS as they committed genocide against Christians. Now, as the power of ISIS wanes, and in what seems our calling miraculous move of the Holy Spirit, thousands of Muslims are flocking and praying with Christian missionaries, according to a recent report. An old group supporting local ministry overseas says the Holy Spirit is steering in war-torn Syria and drawing thousands of Muslims to Christian missionaries who are working in the region. Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Missions, which support ministries in Syria, said there is a lot of fear and anxiety from Aleppo, which government forces recently took from rebel control with the army, not sure who to trust and looking out for militant members that could be mixed in with the crowds. Kerry informed some lawmakers of the move just before he left the State Department for the last time. U.S. sent $221 million to Palestinians in Obama's last hour. Officials say outgoing administration defied GOP opposition, sent funds to Palestinians that had been blocking in Congress. Officials say the Obama administration in the winning hours defied Republicans' opposition and quietly released $221 million to the Palestinian Authority GOP members of Congress had been blocking. A State Department official of several Congress aides said the outgoing administration formally notified Congress it would spend the money Friday morning. The official said former Secretary of State John Kerry had informed some of the lawmakers of the move shortly before he left the State Department for the last time Thursday, the aide said. Written notification dated January 20th was sent to Congress just hours before Donald Trump took an oath in the office. The White House says no decision on the embassy move. Asked about relocating the embassy to Jerusalem, Sean Spicer tells reporters, we're at the very early stage of that decision. They're still working on that. Abbas of Jordan, Abdullah, agree on series of steps if Trump orders relocation. I support Israel sovereignty over Meir Adumman. And Prime Minister is quoted as saying, there is no question about Adumman, and in the future accord, it will be under Israeli sovereignty. But right now, at the request of the U.S. administration, we were asked not to surprise them, but to formulate a joint policy. Senior Palestinian officials moving U.S. embassy. A declaration is a declaration of war. Jibril Rajab threatens consequences if the new president presses ahead with Jerusalem move. Other officials say the Palestinian PA could ask UN to suspend Israel membership. A senior Palestinian official warned Sunday that the move by the Trump administration to relocate the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem would be perceived as an act of aggression against the entire Muslim world. Ultimate vision is for all settlement to come under Israeli sovereignty, Netanyahu reported to say. Netanyahu promised unfettered construction in East Jerusalem. PM tells ministers He will remove all obstacles to build in the capital, will soon announce extensive constructions in the settlement block. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the high-level security cabinet Sunday he will soon announce expanded construction in the settlement block and ease all buildings restrictions in East Jerusalem. So in other words, what they're saying, Netanyahu is going to continue building and add even more. The prime minister said he will remove any political obstacle from the region and local planning committees in order to ease construction East Jerusalem, according to the Hebrew media reports. He added, the wide-scale building will soon be greenlit in the settlement block as well. The prime minister also told ministries that his vision is that all of the settlement in the West Bank will ultimately come under Israeli sovereignty and any accommodation, Channel 2 News reported. Netanyahu declared on Sunday, convinced ministers from the settlement blocking Jewish home property postpone a cabinet vote on a bill to annex a West Bank settlement on the outskirts of Jerusalem for at least a month, according to the Haaretz News reporter. The controversial bill presented by Jewish home leader Naftali Bennett would extend Israel's sovereignty to Ma'ir Adumim. Nested, the cabinet voted unanimously not to approve the proposed legislation until after expected meeting between Netanyahu and U.S. President Donald Trump. Netanyahu told the ministers the Trump administration asked him to avoid any surprise unilateral measure, according to the Walls News website. I support Israel's sovereignty over it. The prime minister is quoted as saying, there is no question about Adumim, and in future accord, it will be under Israeli sovereignty. Let me change my page here. France condemns new Jewish East Jerusalem homes, citing anti-settlement UNSC resolution. Paris says planned construction constitutes a grave threat to the two-state solution. France on Monday condemned the planning of constructions of 566 Jewish homes and Jewish neighborhoods of East Jerusalem, citing last month of anti-settlements UN Council resolution. Settlements constitute a grave threat to the two-state solution, to which the international community reiterated and committed to international conference in Paris on January 15, said a French foreign minister spokesman in a settlement. UN Security Council Resolution 2334 underscored the illegality of the settlements under international law and demanded an immediately, completely halt to such activity. Statement said the homes were said to be approved for construction in December, but the measure was pulled from the Jerusalem Planning Building Committee agenda at the request of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, fearing further pressure from the Obama administration, which did not veto the UN resolution. Jerusalem officials hope that the President Donald Trump will be more sympathetic to the construction over the Green Line. Through the new administration has not yet laid out any official policy. Israel approved the 566 homes, which are slated to be built in the East Jerusalem neighborhoods of Ramat Shlomo, and I can't pronounce those words, Sunday, 2 days after Trump's inauguration, the resolution did not definite be differentiate the West Bank settlements and East Jerusalem, including the Old City. New World Order, One Government World, the Club of Rome. Let me change my page here. There we go. Founded in 1968 by Italian industrious Arolo I can't say his name either. The Club of Rome is the global think tank that deals with a variety of international political issues. Originally, Club of Rome had defined the three major concepts that have formed the club thinking ever since: a global perspective, the long term of the cluster intertwined problems they called the problematic. I think I'm saying that right. Some would say they specialize in crisis creation using the Hegelian dialectic and accomplish their goals. According to its website, the Club of Rome is composed of scientists, economists, businessmen, international high civil servants, heads of state, and former heads of state from all five cabinets who are convinced that the future of humankind is not determined once and for all, and each human being can contribute to the improvement of our societies. The Club of Rome is perhaps at the apex of the New World Order pyramid, a neo-Malthusian organization which interlocked membership with European power elite groups such as the Committee of 300 Society, founded by the British aristocracy in 1727, and Bilderberg Group. Thomas Robert Malthus argued that population was held within resource limits by two types of check positive ones, which raised the death rate, and preventative ones, which lowered the birth rate. The positive check, including hunger, disease, and war, and preventative check, never mind that there, we'll skip that. The Club of Rome members included Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands and Mikhail Gorbachev, believe humanity requires a common motive, namely a common adversary, in order to realize the world government. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea, the pollution that dreads the global warming, water shortage, famine, and life would fit the bill. So they came up with this. They planned this and they came up with it. Is everybody understanding this? This is an idea that they came up with. But in designing them as the enemy, we fall into the trap of mistaking symptoms for the cause. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changes, attitudes, behavior that they can overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. Club of Rome, the First Global Revolution, 1991. World depopulation. Two, facilitate the management of the New World Order agenda calls for elimination of most of the world's population through war, disease, abortion, and famine. According to the Club of Rome, populations The common enemy of human is man. One of the major goals of the Club of Rome is to reduce the world's population by 2 billion people through war, famine, disease, and any other necessity. Not only did the Club of Rome's 1972 report limits to growth call for a reduced level of consumption and resources, also required humankind needs to re-evaluate explorative attitude towards humans and the earth itself. The failure to give more for foreign aid is indecisive and increased selfishness of rich countries. Meanwhile, the world richest 20% of population consumes 86% of its goods and service, over half of its energy, nearly all its meat and fish. In the Club of Rome book, The First Global Revolution, the group called for a limit to growth approach to solve the world's problems. In fact, a problem the global elite has with humanity in searching for a new enemy to unite, we came up with the idea that pollution is the threat of global warming, shortage, famine, and like would fit the bill. And the book stated all these dangers are caused by humans' intervention, and thus real enemy then is humanity itself. It does not matter if the common enemy is a real one or not. One invented for the purpose and the proceeds struggling against the implacable enemy, democracy, will be made to seem responsible for the lodging economy. The sorcery and insertimates the very concept of the democracy could then be brought into question and follow the seizure of power, taken from Jeremiah Project website. Amen. I hope everybody understood what that says. The Club of Rome is the elite people, the one world government, and it's changing, actually changing hands now from the United Nations, and they're taking over. The Club of Rome would be like the new United Nations, and they're actually changing hands right now. And that's what we've been reading about the Pope and the Archbishop in America and the Donald Trump and the Obama administration. It's all changing hands, and now it's going to be in the hands of the Club of Rome, and that's what it's really talking about. The Club of Rome, founded in 1968, is a global think tank that deals with a variety of international issues. According to its website, the Club of Rome is composed of scientists, economists, international high-level servants, heads of the state, former heads of state from all five continents, who are convinced that the future of mankind is determined once and for all, that each human being can contribute to improvement of the society. Now, here's a picture of the 10 nations of the plan of the Clubs of Rome. And if you see here, like America would be one, there's two, there's three, there's four, and five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. This is what the world system is going to be look like, divided into 10. And this is their plan right there. The 10 kingdoms, the 10 regions originated with the Club of Rome think tank and was established by the United Nations. See, it was established by the United Nations. The Club of Rome was given the task of uniting Europe and dividing the world into manageable blocks. Here's a map divided into 10 economic regions, which the United Nations, the Club of Rome, call the ten kingdoms. They call these the ten kingdoms. These are the ten kingdoms. I'm gonna take a drink of water. Give me a second, please. God bless you. Okay. From Gary Kosin, Road to Global Occupation, page 40. The Club of Rome had its beginnings in April 1968. The Club of Rome has been charged with the task of overseeing the reconciliation of unification of the entire world. The club could therefore be said to be one step above the Bilderberg in the One World Heresy. On September 13, 1973, the club released one such report entitled Recognized the Adaptive Model of the Global World System. The document reveals that the club has divided the world into 10 political economic regions, which it refers to as kingdoms, as the 10 kingdoms region, come together even more in preparation for the reign of the world ruler. Let me change my page here. Give me a second. We will see the recognizing of money and then a globalization, a monetary exchange, or the cashless society, Revelations 13. Regardless, the world and the division into economic region. Here are the countries for each region since this map was drawn in 1973. The first region also includes Mexico, NAFTA, America, Canada, and Mexico, the EU countries of European nation, Western Europe as a whole, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Eastern Europe, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Russia, and the former countries of the Soviet Union, Central and South America, Cuba, Caribbean islands, the Middle East, and North Africa, the rest of Africa except South Africa, South and Southeast Asia included India, China, Mongolia is now included with China. The islands of the seas, for the most part, fit in with the closest region. Amen. The description of the ten horns as given in Revelation 17, 22-16. And the ten horns which thou seest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as of yet. Amen. So they are getting in position, but have not received the kingdom as of yet, but receive power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. Amen. And he said unto me, the waters which thou seest where the horse sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues, and ten horns which thou seest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Amen. Confirms in that the ten horns are the ten kings who are subservient to the one dictator who reigns over the entire government. Their blasphemous character is described, and their ultimate destruction is assured. An amazing detail is added in Revelation 17:16. And the ten horns which thou seest upon the beast. These shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat of her flesh and burn her with fire. Namely, that the ten horns representing ten kings destroying the wicked woman in order that the dominion which she had religiously should be transferred to the political ruler. This, of course, is in line with the intimations in Scripture that at the beginning of the final 42-month period, the ruler of the revived Roman Empire will take upon himself the rule of God and demand that all the world should worship him, as in Revelation 13:8-15. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names were not in the book of life of the Lamb, slain before the foundation of the world. Again, the identification of the horn and the beast and the times which they are pictured in the exercise, their power relate them to the future period, namely, the just preceding the second coming of Christ to the earth. Matthew 24:8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill some of you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Glory goes to God. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death. Revelation 3. Behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews, but are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell on the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Amen. Glory goes to God. And that's the Watchman Report for tonight, and I hope everybody got blessed by it. And the main thing of the whole purpose of the Watchman Report, like Jesus said, be alert, watch, because you know not the hour when the Lord comes back. But be alert, be alive in the Spirit, keep an eye out, and give God the glory. Amen. And stand fast till the Lord comes back. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Repent and seek God's face. God bless you. Do you have a question or a comment? Val, God bless you, Val. Let's see. Kenny A. Loves. Yes. Be awakened. That's right. Amen. God bless you guys. Amen. Well, that's our Watchman Report, and we have a couple minutes left if anybody has a question or comment. If not, then I guess thank you all for calling in and listening to the Monday night Watchman Report. And don't forget, we're also on Friday night. and that's at usually we come on at 8 o'clock West Coast, 9 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Central, and 11 p.m. East Coast. But we was a half an hour late tonight, so we can go by the same time. But yes, God bless you all, and thank you for joining us. Take care, and see you Friday. Good night. God bless.